be without homegrown potatoes.
All right, going really, really, really old school today to get us going for Feed the Resistance, an old Guy Clark song called Homegrown Tomatoes. Had to play that in honor of the fact that we're going to be back on the Capitol Square real soon with the Farmers Market one more week.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is at the Alliant Energy Center, then moving up to the Capitol Square and...
some normalcy.
Normalcy, yes, exactly. I actually rode my bike out to the Alliant Energy Center last weekend and picked up some homegrown tomatoes today's recipe. So that's kind of the theme behind today's recipe. Feed the Resistance is thanks to UW Provision, two locations, the meat market in Middleton and Local Source Foods in Sun Prairie. Dee's here with the beer. I've got the food. It is time to feed the resistance. Good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
Good. I got to just...
there we go.
Yeah.
Crack that beer. All right. So what I made today is a great summer salad. It comes from a Food & Wine issue from several years back called Simplest Recipes from America's Greatest Chefs.
Okay.
And the particular chef in this one is Ellen Bennett, who created this particular dish. And she's not only known as a chef, but she's also known as a person who designs artisan aprons.
Well. Okay.
So there's a whole article on her artisan aprons in here, and then she's got a couple of recipes. And what I found out in reading this article is she's also like really good friends with Jesse Tyler Ferguson, who you might know from Modern Family.
Yeah.
Played Mitchell in Modern Family. So
how random.
I want to be her friend.
Right.
And I want to be his friend.
Buy some aprons, Pat.
This recipe is incredible for summertime. It's sausages and tomatoes and hearts of palm and olive oil, Kalamata olives, and it's just all mixed up together.
Yeah, totally. What kind of sausage is in here?
Okay, so it calls for chorizo.
Okay.
And I was out at chorizo the first time I made this, but I had some Italian sausage around, so I made it with Italian sausage. It turned out great. So
heck yeah.
Since then, I've either done chorizo, Italian sausage, or a mixture of the two. I've gone with the mixture this particular time. Went out to the meat market in Middleton and got the sausages, and then we grabbed the beer from and local source foods.
I decided to pair this with Kolsch. I picked the Commuter from One Barrel Brewing. I figured a light and summery beer would complement the light and summery salad. Even with the sausages, you can kind of cut the overwhelming sausage flavor that you're going to get from that with the lightness of the Commuter.
That also happens to be our Tap That Beer of the Week. So if you want to win some of that beer to go with the recipe you're going to be making a little later on, you can just go online to altmad.com and tap that.
Perfect.
Very good. All right. So let's try these together and see how they work.
All right. Oh, yeah. That is a match made in heaven. Oh, I'm all about that.
That absolutely works. And both are very summery.
Yeah.
It's just a great summer feel to both of these things. You have called the beer a summer slammer.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Works great at a picnic. This also translates well to taking it out to a picnic, the dish does, and enjoying.
100%. What are the herbs that are in there?
Cilantro is the only thing, and a little salt. That's really it.
Okay, that's what I was wondering, because I was like, I feel like that's cilantro. Who knew? I would like, it goes so well with the Kolsch. There we go.
Perfect.
Happy.
All right, once again, Feed the Resistance is thanks to UW Provision, two locations, the meat market in Middleton, and Local Source Foods in Sun Prairie. We cook, we eat, we drink. You want to go get me another beer, Dee?
Absolutely.
We feed the resistance right about this time every Friday on Madison's Alternative 106.7 The Resistance.